Welcome to the Quarterly Briefing, where we take a closer look at the financial stories behind the world's biggest public companies, powered by AI to make it smarter, faster, and more engaging. Our goal is to make financial data more accessible by demystifying the complexities of corporate finance and informing people about the dynamics of today's markets. This podcast is not financial advice. It's for entertainment and educational purposes only. If you're curious about how companies grow, stumble, or pivot in today's fast-paced markets, you're in the right place. This is the Quarterly Briefing, where AI meets numbers and numbers meet narrative.
All right, so are you ready to jump into healthcare finance?
Oh, always.
Okay, good. Well, today we've got Centene Corporation.
Okay.
Their third quarter 2024 report,
mm-hmm.
the 10Q, and the transcript from their earnings call. Now,
lots to dig into.
Yeah, but don't worry, we're not going to make you read through all this.
Right.
We're going to break it down, see what's really, you know, happening at Centene, what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's a very interesting time for a company like Centene.
Uh-huh.
Because they're a major player in, you know, government-sponsored healthcare.
Right.
Medicaid, Medicare, and we're seeing some pretty massive changes happening right now.
Right. Like that whole thing with millions of people losing Medicaid coverage.
Oh, yeah.
Because states are restarting those eligibility checks.
Right.
Remember after they paused it during the pandemic?
Exactly, yeah.
All those headlines.
It was a big impact.
So that's having a huge impact on Centene.
Totally. So what we're looking at is basically a massive reshuffling of Medicaid enrollment.
And this creates a lot of financial uncertainty for companies like Centene. They actually call it the redetermination roller coaster.
Oh, okay.
And you can really see these like ups and downs reflected in their financials.
So their Medicaid membership dropped, but then some folks rejoined.
Right.
But it's not as simple as people just hopping back on.
Yeah.
A lot of them had a gap in coverage.
Exactly.
So Centene wasn't getting those premiums during that time.
Right.
Even though they might have still needed healthcare services.
Well, of course.
Yeah. That really puts a strain on their profitability.
And it also brings up this whole question of Medicaid rates.
Okay.
You know, those rates are set by states
right.
to cover the cost of care for those Medicaid members.
Mm-hmm.
But now the people who are left on Medicaid, they tend to have more complex health needs. Higher acuity.
Interesting.
So states are adjusting the rates, but it's like this constant negotiation.
So the team's right in the middle of all of that. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're using all their data to argue for these bigger rate increases. Yeah.
And how's that going?
Well, so far, they've secured a 4.5% to 5% composite rate adjustment for the second half of the year.
So that sounds pretty technical. What does that actually mean?
Basically, it just means they got a little more money from the states.
Okay. Oh.
But they made it very clear in their earnings call that this isn't over.
Oh, really?
Like, they're not done fighting for those higher rates. They know that their long-term success depends on it.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It's like they're using their data as leverage to say, look, these are the real costs that we're facing. You need to give us the resources to provide adequate care.
Right.
It's pretty high stakes.
Yeah.
And the outcome is going to have ripple effects throughout the whole healthcare system.
Okay, so we've got this redetermination roller coaster.
Right.
With all these financial, you know, twists and turns.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not all doom and gloom for Centene.
No, not at all.
They're also landing some big wins and making strategic moves to adapt, you know, to this shifting landscape.
Yeah. For example, look at their contract wins in Pennsylvania, Iowa, and Michigan.
Oh, okay.
They're really demonstrating that they can serve a bunch of different populations with complex needs and win in these really competitive markets. So it's clear that they're not just sitting back and letting these redeterminations dictate their future.
And they're not just focused on Medicaid, right?
No.
They've got their sights set on Medicare Advantage.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a growing market.
Huge. Especially for companies like Centene that already have such a strong presence in Medicaid.
Right.
So what I find really interesting is their decision to streamline their Medicare Advantage offerings.
Oh, okay.
So they're focusing on lower income seniors, which aligns with their existing expertise in serving those Medicaid populations.
Makes sense.
They're also working to boost their star ratings.
Okay.
Which is basically a measure of quality. that directly impacts how much they get paid by the government.
Oh, I see.
So it's pretty important.
But getting those star ratings up, I mean, that might mean some short-term dips in membership, right?
Yeah, potentially. It's like they're saying, we're willing to sacrifice some growth right now to build a more sustainable and profitable business in the long run.
So it's a gamble.
It is, yeah.
But it could pay off big time.
Definitely. It's a calculated risk.
Yeah.
It shows that they're thinking strategically
right.
and playing the long game. They're not just chasing short-term profits.
Yeah.
They're trying to build that foundation for lasting success.
And let's not forget about Medicare Part D.
Right.
Those prescription drug plans.
Yeah.
Centene is predicting major growth in that area, thanks in part to the changes from the Inflation Reduction Act.
It's really interesting. They're good at spotting opportunities that are created by policy shifts
yeah.
and then really capitalizing on them.
And they're not neglecting the health insurance marketplace either.
Right? No, they're not.
They've got deep experience there.
Yeah.
And it's paying off with that strong membership growth and healthy profit margins.
Yeah, it seems like they're a really multifaceted company.
Yeah.
They've got all these different things going on.
So, you know, behind all these numbers and these financial reports, we're starting to see, you know, the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Of Centene's operations and outlook.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that jumps out is their investment in artificial intelligence.
Oh, yeah. AI. That's a smart move.
To automate provider contract management.
That's interesting. So it's not just about saving money.
Right.
By like cutting down on the paperwork and stuff.
Yeah.
It's about like harnessing that power of data.
Mm-hmm.
Think about all the insights they can get from those contracts.
Right.
They can use that information to negotiate better rates with providers.
Oh, wow.
Identify areas for improvement in care delivery,
yeah.
even personalize care for members. It's powerful stuff.
Wow. It's like they're building this giant data-driven engine to power their entire business.
Right.
And they're very focused on keeping expenses in check.
Mm-hmm.
Especially their SG&A ratio.
Yes.
Selling, general, and administrative expenses.
You got to control those expenses. Absolutely crucial for improving profitability.
So what does all this mean for Centene?
Well, I mean, they're facing some real challenges.
Yeah.
Especially with the Medicaid redeterminations.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not just sitting back and taking it.
Right.
You know, they're actively addressing those challenges. They're making strategic decisions. And they're showing signs of progress.
Yeah.
Their focus on using data to advocate for better rates, to position themselves strategically in the market and making their operations more efficient, I think it puts them in a really strong position for the future.
So they're a company that's willing to adapt and evolve.
Yeah, I think so. And that's really crucial in this, you know, rapidly changing healthcare landscape.
It's like they're constantly scanning the horizon.
Right.
Looking for the next big wave and figuring out how to ride it.
Exactly, yeah.
They're not afraid to take risks.
Especially if those risks could lead to greater efficiency, better care, and a healthier bottom line.
That's really interesting.
It's an exciting time to be following Centene. They're not just reacting to change.
Yeah.
They're shaping the future of healthcare.
And that's something worth paying attention to.
Absolutely. You know, it's really striking how much Centene emphasizes data.
Yeah.
It's not just about like crunching numbers or anything.
Right.
It's about using those insights to make smarter decisions
yeah.
across their whole business.
Like data is their secret weapon.
Right.
They're using it to fight for higher Medicaid rates,
uh-huh.
design better products,
yep.
optimize their operations,
mm-hmm.
measure the quality of care.
It's a lot.
Yeah. The list goes on.
Really.
They're turning this mountain of data mm-hmm. into actionable intelligence.
Yeah, and it's clearly working for them.
Right.
Just look at how successful they've been. Winning new contracts, expanding into new markets.
Right.
That's not happening by chance.
They're using the data to spot opportunities.
Yeah.
Understand the needs of different populations, mm-hmm. tailor their offerings.
Exactly.
And even outmaneuver the competition.
It's like they have a crystal ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's based on real-world evidence,
right.
not just guesswork.
And it's not just about the financial side of things.
No.
They're also using that data to improve the quality of care
yeah.
that they provide to their members.
Absolutely.
Like their focus on improving their star ratings.
Yeah, that's a great example.
So they're not just chasing profits.
Right.
They're committed to actually making a difference
mm-hmm.
in people's lives.
And that commitment to quality.
Yeah.
That'll pay off in the long run.
It builds trust. With members, providers, regulators.
Exactly.
And it creates a stronger business.
A more sustainable business.
So if you're looking at Centene as an investment,
uh-huh.
this data-driven approach
yeah.
is a huge plus.
Oh, absolutely.
It shows they're thinking strategically, adapting to change, striving for excellence.
And they understand that in healthcare.
Right.
Information is power.
Now, before we wrap up this deep dive,
let's
talk about a big bet that Centene is making.
There.
The growing market for dual eligible beneficiaries.
Okay.
These are people who are enrolled in both Medicare and Medicaid.
Correct.
A complex population with a lot of needs.
It's a smart move. I think they're leveraging their expertise in both programs to create a unique offering for this population.
Okay.
But it's not without its challenges. This is a group with a high level of need and often faces a very fragmented care system.
So can Centene really pull this off? Do they have what it takes to navigate this complex landscape?
Well, they certainly have the scale.
Right.
They have the data and the experience. And from what we've seen, they have the commitment.
Okay.
But it's definitely a story that's going to continue to unfold.
Right.
And the implications for the future of healthcare are huge.
If they succeed.
Huge.
It's like they're pioneers venturing into uncharted territory.
That's a good way to put it.
And we'll be watching closely to see how it all plays out.
Yeah.
This is a company that's not afraid to embrace change.
Nope.
Push the boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
They're using data to drive innovation, improve quality, and create a more sustainable future.
For healthcare.
For healthcare, exactly.
Yeah, and they're doing it all while staying true to their mission of serving those who need it most.
It's a powerful combination.
It is.
That makes Centene a company worth watching.
Absolutely. Yeah, it really is a bold move.
It is.
Trying to serve a population that often falls through the cracks, you know.
Yeah.
Of our healthcare system. And they're not just like throwing money at the problem or anything. They're really using their data and their analytical capabilities to like understand the nuances of this market.
That's what makes it so interesting to me.
Yeah.
They're identifying these specific needs
of
these dual eligible beneficiaries,
figuring
out how to coordinate their care.
Yeah, across different providers.
Yeah, different settings.
Different settings, exactly.
Developing innovative programs and services that are tailored
to this population.
To this population.
Yeah, it's a complex undertaking for sure.
It is.
But if they can really pull this off,
the
impact could be huge.
It could.
Both for the millions of people who rely on Medicare and Medicaid and for Centene itself.
It could really solidify their position as a leader.
As a leader in government-sponsored healthcare.
Exactly.
Potentially even change the way we think about caring for this vulnerable population.
It's like they're writing a new chapter.
It is.
In the story of healthcare.
And they're using data as their pen.
That's a good one.
Right. They're constantly gathering information, analyzing it, using those insights to refine their approach, make adjustments, stay ahead of the curve.
So it's a dynamic process.
Very dynamic, yeah.
Not static.
No.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Centene's financials, we're left with this sense of both the challenges and the possibilities.
Yeah.
This is a company that's not afraid to embrace change, to push the boundaries, and to use data as this tool for innovation and improvement.
They're constantly evolving, adapting, striving to create this more sustainable and equitable healthcare system.
And they're doing it while staying true to their mission of serving those who need it most.
It makes them a company worth watching.
They are.
And we'll be keeping a close eye on them.
We will.
In the coming months and years.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We hope you learned something new.
I hope so.
Gained some valuable insights.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even walked away with a few questions of your own to ponder.
Definitely.
Until next time, keep exploring and keep learning.
This is the Quarterly Briefing, a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening. This is The Quarterly Briefing, a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening.